The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation. Are you tired of it? I sure as heck am. Welcome to the Raider Nation podcast. This is Raider Greg. I'm in the house. This is show 619. We've been busting it out since 2005. So, excuse me if I seem just a bit frustrated, but our team smells like my pit bull's farts. And trust me, if you were here, you would know exactly what I meant. All right, Raider Nation, on today's show, as it would be, on today's show, we're going to have the post-game for the nutless, boltless Chargers. And actually, we were nutless in this game. We got some trade rumors. We got Mark Davis. We got the Packers. We got the bone line. And that should wrap it up. Sorry if I'm not feeling any enthusiasm, because I truly am not. And just to get this out of the way early, I'm just tired of beating this dead horse. This horse is more like a carpet because it's been beat so much. Josh McDaniels is a waste of my time. So I will not continue to go on about his inept coaching, poor decisions, him and Ziggy Stardust up there in the box. What a waste of money. What a waste of a great team. Because if you look at the Broncos, that's our future. We will take years to fix the debauchery and the buffoonery of this staff. Gosh, I don't even know how I can do the show anymore. But I'm gonna. All right, well, let's get to that post game. Yes, the Chargers beat the Raiders at home. A lot of Raider fans there. Randy went there. He saw the game. A lot of Raider fans there. But the Charger fans starting to come around. It's good. I'm glad for them. Beautiful stadium. But like Randy says, the food's nothing like Vegas. I have no doubt, because the Vegas stadium food is rocking. Trust me. Well, we lost, like I said, 24-17. There were moments of glimpses of possibility. But I'm tired of saying that, too. Aiden O'Connell started his first real pro game, fourth-round pick. He looked like a fourth-round pick. But worse yet, he looked like a guy that hadn't been coached, which is always my problem with this buffoonery. He looks like a guy that wasn't told multiple times, move the ball out of your hand. Get it out of your hand quickly, because he held the ball forever. Decision-making needs to happen quicker. And evidently, he was taking all the snaps for the week. I don't know where McDaniel was. Maybe he's in the hot tub. But he certainly was not coaching this young man. And if he was, well, then O'Connell's not the answer. And neither is Garoppolo, because he's got the same problem. And neither is anyone else on this team, because this team is not good. It's not good because we don't have any talent. It's not good because we don't have any talent upstairs.
After watching the film, you know, opportunities there, need to take advantage of them. Obviously, the biggest thing we have to do is stop, you know, contributing to losing with mistakes that we have control over. And most of those center around turnovers and penalties. And so, you know, we'll keep working at both areas to try to play a turnover-free game, a penalty-free game. When we do that, I think the result will be a lot a lot more favorable for us. So, you know, we're going to address those things again and continue to harp on them. Defensively, we missed a handful of tackles that ended up in some extra yards that, you know, if we can get those guys to the ground. Otherwise, you know, we would have, I think we would have stopped them a few other times as well. But they really, I thought they really got a handle on how the game was being played defensively as it went on, played physical. Again, take away a few of the missed tackles, and I thought we really tried to kind of contain this group as best we could. I thought Aiden, you know, the game was a hair quick for him early. You know, we didn't do a good enough job of protecting, you know, early in the game, and then obviously tried to make some adjustments there. He got a little bit more comfortable in the second half and, you know, made some decent plays, but ultimately not enough to win. And, you know, we all have to do a better job. So that's what we're going to focus on this week.
You guys made a decision on, is he going to get some more action, or is it Jimmy G if healthy?
He would have to clear first, and then we could talk about, you know, that. But, yeah, if he is.
You talk about the penalties. I know they come in all, you know, all different shapes and sizes. There was Tillery, the Jacoby Myers maybe was questionable even. I mean, is there a common theme in the penalties that you can?
Not really. I mean, you saw them. I mean, it wasn't like it was seven offsides penalties or seven offensive holding penalties or anything like that. You know, the Tillery play, like I said, it was one step onto the white, you know, so, you know, that is what it is. You know, the Myers play was, you know, was a tight coverage play. There was a couple guys back there. I thought he made a really good play on the ball, but, you know, they called some contact there in that situation. It's the force, you know, it's the force that you do it with that creates the contact. So, you know, it wasn't one penalty that kept showing up. And, you know, we just, again, the best thing we can do is keep educating, keep coaching it, keep talking about it. I think our guys, they want to play penalty free. They don't want to go out there and they're not trying to commit penalties. I know that. So we just got to make better decisions in certain situations. And, you know, there's going to be a few every week where it might be a bang, bang play and you're trying to do the right thing, but, you know, you get called, and I understand those. So we'll continue to coach off of what we saw.
Again, McDaniels is a total loss. Don't know what else to say. I'm not the only one who sees it. Everybody sees it. All the people around see it clearly. And our defensive coordinator, oh my gosh.
Patrick, a shutout in the second half. I know there's no moral victories.
Yeah.
In terms of progress for the defense and, you know, growth, did you feel pretty good about what was going on and what was going on in that second half?
I was proud of how we fought in the second half. The poise and the resolve the players showed, you know, it's something we've seen from those guys throughout, you know, spring, training camp, practices during the season, but really proud of that, something to build on. Again, each week is different, but we can see some progress in terms of, you know, third down, the run game, you know, tackling was better in the second half. So all that stuff, and we're going to need it this week against Green Bay. Because dynamic group of receivers, the O-line's gelling well together, the quarterback, he's getting his feet underneath him, and obviously Matt does a really good job schematically, so we're going to need all that to build upon that for this week coming up.
Why has there been no change? Is Mark Davis that broke? Maybe so. Maybe he's got no money. And so we as fans are stuck watching this waste, garbage. And really, I thought about it, that maybe the NFL needs a loser team, which we are. We are the ultimate losers. We're 1-3, and the one team we beat, the Broncos, we beat them by 1 point. And to put it in perspective, the Dolphins beat them by 70. Right?
Make that 50.
We're not blind. We're not stupid. We're not lame. You know, the only lame thing I think about the Raider fan is we're stuck with this team. So, Aiden O'Connell sacked 6 times by Khalil Mack. Good for him. Good to see him again. He looked good, looked happy. I don't know why he's not in our team, but he's not. We didn't go out and get him. Why? We didn't need him. We had Chandler Jones. Thank you, Ziggy. Great job, general manager. I just don't know what else to say. I'm, you know, the horse, like I said, the horse is beat. The horse is a rug because I've just been hopping on it for months. So we lost. It was ugly. It was hard to watch. Yeah, we had a chance to come back and win, but we have not done that since we got this new coach. Derek Carr was the last quarterback to come back and win a game. The last. So all you Carr haters, you know, yeah, I understand, man. He didn't take us to the show, but that's because we never had a defense. And we still don't. We do not have a defense. We don't have anybody to tackle. We don't have anybody to rush. Max Crosby is the only shining light on our team. One of the heroes, Davante Adams, also a hero. I have no idea. Jacoby Myers is doing a good job. I don't know where Renfro is. Hopefully he's getting paid because he ain't doing any work out there because Garoppolo is a one-look wonder. He looks to the first guy to throw the ball to, and that's who gets the ball. If he holds the ball for an additional second, he's tackled, hurried, or he throws an interception. Our offensive line is a sham. And I'll say it in capital letters. It is horrible. Josh Jacobs can't get any running in. He's getting a little bit better. But as far as pass protection, it is laughable that we talk about our offensive line. It's a joke. It's a joke, and if you don't think it's a joke, look at another team. Look at anybody else. Our offensive line is horrible. The six sacks on Aiden O'Connell. Poor guy. Hope it doesn't scare him out of his skills. Nice guy. I like him. But anyway, we lost this game again. Trust me. The record we're going to have at the end of the year, they're already saying we have the sixth pick next year. They're already talking about the draft for the Raiders. You know, are we trying to get the first pick? But I'll tell you, if we get the first pick and we get a quarterback, it doesn't matter. Our coach doesn't know how to coach. He coached Tim Tebow. Maybe that's the pick we'll get. If we get a first pick. Just discouraging. I'm sorry to be so negative, man. I don't want to be. But I'm looking for some sunshine. I don't see it anywhere. So let's just put this game away because it's another game in a whole cavalcade of L's that we're going to get this year. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. If we win four games, we will be lucky. We won six last year, and we were lucky. So if we win four, which I don't even think, maybe, if we're lucky, if the other team gives it up, yeah, maybe. But that's the only way it'll happen. Won't happen because we win. It'll be because the other team loses. Patrick Graham needs to just leave. But there's no mention of the defense when the coach is talking. There's no, well, we should have done this or should have done that on defense. But no. The coach in his classic, well, you know, I don't know who can listen to it. I'm not listening to it anymore. I refuse to. So Mark Davis on TikTok was seen in L.A., the L.A. Raider fans came to represent. Got to give my kudos to the guys out in front of his box because it's not like the box in Vegas where you can't come near it. There, you're right there below him. So a couple of guys are saying, why don't you fire this McDaniels guy? And Mark, I don't know where his other hand was, but I venture to say, I don't want to say that, but it's somewhere. And Mark had the nerve to tell his fan base that they don't know what they're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. Use your head, bro. Use your head, he says. We are using our head. We're using our eyes, using our brain. We're using our football knowledge because you forget, Mark, the fans know way more than you know about football by far. And you don't know anything about running a team, obviously, by way far. But yeah, you know, the team stinks like my dog just farted again. And man, it's clearing this room out. It's tough to be in here. You know, pit bulls, man, they don't hold back. So Mark Davis was told, and it came out all over the place, that we don't know what we're talking about. Nope, the fans are stupid, fans are dumb, fans have no clue of the ins and out of the NFL.
Looks like Mark Davis isn't having it, y'all. Looks like Mark Davis is telling Raider Nation to smarten up. Smarten up. Smarten up, Raider Nation. What's your problem, man? Don't you guys understand what we're doing here? Don't you see? Do you see the vision? Give it time. Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay. Let's analyze it real quick. He's telling us that we obviously don't know what we need to do. We need to be smarter in our decisions in regards to this football team, man. It's very clear. He's pointing to his head. He's pointing to his temple, saying, use your brain. What do you think we're doing here? This is what is going to have to happen, Raider fan, Raider Nation. You're going to have to start using your brain. You're going to have to start not being so emotional about what you see on the field. You're going to have to analyze what is going on. Mark Davis is letting you know you need to smarten up. We're already smart over here. I don't need Mark Davis to tell me to smarten up.
Well, if this is how it's done, and if this is the smart way to do it, Mark, well, I don't see the winning owner saying that. Matter of fact, I don't see winning owners getting down on their own fans. I just don't get that at all, bro. That's sour. That's a sour owner. Mark, you and your 22-year-old girlfriend, you know, that's also disgraceful, but that's my wife talking, not me. So Mark Davis was told, he knows, there's no mystery. The Raider Nation has told him, and those two guys that were saying it were representing every single one of us. Trust me, he knows it. He knows it. He sees it. And the only thing we can do, fans, is keep doing it. Keep it in his face. Keep it right in front of his mug. Put it on his car. Write it in his driveway. Fly flags all over Vegas. Fire this clown, Mark, or sell the team. The Oakland A's are doing it. Their fan base is on fire. The A's are moving to Vegas. Going to be another show there. Like the Blue Man Group, it'll be the Green Man Group. So, again, another owner will go there and not have to do anything. He'll just sit back and collect money from other baseball fans that want to go and have a vacation in Vegas. This is Mark's plan, was Mark's plan, and continues to be Mark's plan. So, you know, there's a lot of fans that are jumping ship. You know that phrase, jump. I'm not going to jump ship. No way I'm going to jump ship. People are jumping the doggone ship. And they're not jumping the ship for no reason. They're not jumping the ship because we got a bad coach. They're not jumping the ship because we have a horrible team. They're jumping the ship because there's no hope in the silver and black. There's no hope, man. It's a hopeless thing. Now, years past, it'd be funny. We made fun of Tom Walsh. We made fun of other guys, other coaches we had that we knew weren't happening. But, you know, you had some hope. The ownership is going to do something right. You know, Al was going to fix it, or we'd move on to someone. And then we got Gruden, and things started to turn around a little bit slow, but it was happening. Then that boat sailed, and then we're left with this and the ownership. Oh, my gosh. Mark doesn't have to care. Mark makes money no matter what. The only thing you can do as a fan is not buy anything. Christmas is coming. Don't buy anything that has Raiders on it, man. I encourage you. Don't buy a jersey. Don't buy a t-shirt. Don't buy a coffee mug. Just keep all the stuff you had from the past. Don't buy anything new. This will hurt his pocketbook. This is the only way we're going to get through to this clown, is by hurting his money. But that, even that, he's not going to lose any money. Those ticket sales go right into his pocket. But if we could just make a stand, that's all I'm saying as a fan. Because this next news is jarring. It's brutal. The rumor mill, now I have to say it's a rumor, but you know, these guys don't pick this out of nowhere, that Max Crosby is on the trade block. That they want to trade Max Crosby for picks and to get rid of his $42 million salary to the Eagles. They're interested. Now, how would you feel if they got rid of Max Crosby? I think that if that happened, I think Davante Adams would be next. Josh Jacobs certainly not coming back next year. What do we got? What we have is a failure to communicate. What we have are the Broncos when McDaniels left. A empty closet with no hope and no leadership. Just spin it out in space. So that's all I'm going to say. We play our next home game. We're playing the Green Bay Packers. I'm sure Devontae will see some friends of his on that side of the ball. Maybe they'll convince him to go back home. I don't know. But I expect another loss, even though they're a young, upcoming team. They got issues. But I just don't see any wins here. I hope I'm wrong. Hope I'm wrong. This might be a W. Who knows? We're at home. But you can believe that that stadium is going to be full of Packer fans. Guaranteed. It's just depressing. Sorry to be so depressing. This is just how I see things. I don't know what else to say other than do what I said. Pick it. Throw signs up. Spray paint it on the signs around the city. Sell the team, Mark. Just sell it to someone who truly cares about this Raider team, the Raiders, the great history. Because right now, people are jumping ship, and I'm going to tell you, I'm ready to stop doing this show because it's just exhausting for me to say the same thing every show. It's just tiring. So anyway, for what it's worth, that's all I have to say about that. And our first caller of this show, Alfonso from Mexico City. What's going on, my good Raider brother?
Hey, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. I'm very glad that you are finally back to the podcast. I was very, very, afraid that you quit because we were waiting for a podcast for the preseason, but anyway, you might be busy. You said that you have some health issues. I hope everything is fine, and all your family also is doing good. Anyways, I just want to say that thanks for the podcast. I was searching for other podcasts, and to be honest, all the other podcasts are really just garbage. Like 30 minutes to 40 minutes just talking about sponsors and things that they are selling, and they are very, very quiet about not to, like, get bad feedback to the organization. You are the only podcast that is real, and you don't have, like, a censorship. So I just want to thank you for the podcast again. I'm really happy that you are back. And another stuff, please confirm the account or the way that we can make donations to make this podcast possible. You never asked for money, and I was checking the page, and you used to have some kind of, you know, donations, but you are so humble, and you never ask for anything that is really, like, it's not very visible. So I think all the people that we listen to your podcast, well, not everyone, we should contribute something to make it possible. Finally, I don't expect anything for the Raiders in this season. It was very upset, the game with the Steelers, and also a shame that, you know, we are just another Vegas attraction. Anyway, those people that are selling their tickets, they will pay IRS with the new rules. Anyway, by the way, I'm Alfonso from Mexico. Thank you so much. Blessings for all your family and all the production team. And thank you.
Well, first off, brother, I appreciate you calling in on the show. And let me remind everyone, it's 7755 Raider. That's right, not a Raider, but 7755 Raider is their new bone line number. And I appreciate the props, dude, so much. And yeah, we used to take donation years ago, but man, I'm just not putting it into this show anymore. I'm trying to hold on. I don't want to take your money. I don't think it's worth that much money to me. I mean, I don't mind paying the stuff. It's what I do to get the stress off of my chest. So I love it that you can contribute, that you can call in, that you guys can vent to, because I know just sitting at home and listening to this nonsense is tough. So, yeah, Randy and I do it for you guys because we do. And I appreciate the possibility of donations. We used to, but it's just taxable, and I don't need that. And it's, you know, it's more of a hobby. I love doing it. I did have knee surgery, so, you know, I have some health issues. Randy and I have both been going through a few things. So, yeah, life happens between podcasts. I've said it before. But I appreciate the props and the attempt to help us out, bro. I do, certainly. But I really appreciate more that you're listening and that you're calling. Because to me, really, I think to Randy, too, that's most important, brother. Thank you for the call. Call us back, my good brother. And our next caller is the Prez. You know him, and you gotta love him because I do. What's up, brother?
Raider Nation, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. We don't have to state the obvious, but we know definitely that coach sucks. You know, why would you throw the damn ball and Jacob's been plowing it through the middle. But once again, coaching. Just terrible. This guy's way over his head. And then we let Khalil Mack just look like a former caliber of himself when he played for the Raiders. You know, he had his way with us. What can we do, man? I mean, I don't want to contradict myself because I already warned and said that, hey, you know, we should just sit back and just take it for what it's worth. And if it's a good outcome, then, you know, we can breathe a sigh of relief, though. But this is just ridiculous. At some point, we got to start, you know, looking for, like, coaches that's can run his team way better than we have, because we have a bad product as far as the guy that's, you know, on the sidelines with his damn visor on, you know, looking lost and out of place. And, you know, kudos to the rookie. You know, he tried his best, man. You know, I didn't like the AO we got, but you know, he almost got it out and he almost pulled it off there. Maybe another try perhaps, but if Jimmy G is ready, you know, might as well go ahead and put him in because he's the one that's getting paid the money. We don't want to give away money for nothing. So that's the business decision unless, you know, you get rid of him. But at the end of the day, again, Raider Nation, you know, don't get your hopes up high. You know, we've said this over and over again that it's not looking good. And only a miracle can happen, and the schedule's not going to get any easier. Drumline. Maybe with Chicago. Maybe. You know, it looked kind of pathetic, though, but the teams that we're supposed to beat and destroy, we lose to. And the tough teams, we kind of play neck and neck. So it's just unfortunate. Hopefully some will come. You know, we might not get the news that we want with the coach being gone, but something will surface later on. Just hang in there and, you know, keep your spirits up and let's try to pray for a miracle. This is the prayers. Raiders. Later.
Well, there you go. I mean, that pretty much sums it up. O'Connell played as good as he could. And, you know, just like how smart McDaniels can be, yeah, I'll pass the ball instead of running my premier running back and trying to get into the end zone and get a touchdown. No, McDaniels is too smart for that. So there you go. There was the game. You know, and got to be honest, I didn't think we were going to score no matter what we did. That's how it is for me. I don't know what about you guys, but, you know, it's pathetic. We're going to have to suck this season up. Don't spend your money going to see a game because it's just, you know, more fun to go do something else. Go do something else. Take a trip to Hawaii or the Bahamas. Do something fun and watch the game on TV at the bar because that's where it belongs. I mean, I can't even watch it in my living room. I can't sit down and watch the buffoonery. Hard to do. I don't know how you guys do it. I do because I'm sick. Thanks for the call, brother. And our next caller is Raider Steve from Vegas. This cat is the man. I love your call, Steve. He is a die-hard Raider fan, and this season is killing him. Like it's killing the rest of us, but Steve, man, he takes it hard. A lot of us do, man. We're sick of this. But listen to what he's got to say.
Hey, Raider Greg, Raider Steve in Vegas. Just watched the Raiders lose to the Chargers like I knew they would. And, man, I'm just so down. And I shouldn't be. When I say down, this is the least down I've been about a loss in the last 20 years. But anyway, I'm going to cut to the chase. Somebody called into the Raider Nation radio here in Vegas, and they said if it was Mike McDaniel or Kyle Shanahan coaching the Raiders, we would be destroying people right now. And that made me think, because that caller to the local radio show was correct. If we had one of those coaches, we would be destroying people. And so when you think of, just think about it, stop and think. If one of those coaches was coaching the Raiders right now with the talent we have on offense, the defense wouldn't matter. It would be bend, don't break. But we have McDaniels and McDougal, and that's really all it comes down to, man. He's trash. And if you think about having one of those other coaches, it all becomes clear. The biggest problem is our coach. And so what's going to happen is I assume we'll trade Adams, and we should trade him at the deadline, I think we should get rid of everybody except for Max Crosby and start over and fire, you know, hopefully find a new coach. I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but we were better off with Gruden, man. At least Gruden was a Raider. Gruden knew how to use his players. And I would have been way happier going 8-8 with Gruden and making a run every third or fourth year than I am right now. Because McDaniels is trash. I called into this podcast and said I didn't like to hire when we hired him. And you know, it's just a sad state of affairs. And honestly, I just listed every single season ticket I have for sale because I do not want to go watch this. I'm going to go to the Packer game because my family's coming from Michigan to watch us and we're going to lose. And I don't want to sit there and do it. And even if we win, it doesn't matter. Like, it really doesn't matter. Nothing matters. This team's not going to win a Super Bowl, so what's the point? It's time to blow it up.
Well, well, if we had a better coach, would we have a better season? You're doggone right we would. You'd have a better season right away. We'd have people in position to make plays. We'd have guys doing the work because they'd want to play for their coach, which is our biggest problem. These guys don't want to get hurt for him. These guys don't want to lay it on the line for McDaniels. He's a liar and he's a cheater. Doesn't tell the truth. That's first of all. And blowing up the team before the trade line? Yeah, I think so too. I think Devontae's wants out. I'm sure he does. I'm sure the Raiders want out of his contract. And guess what? They're shopping Max Crosby, bro. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. What's going to happen is what I said. We're going to be the Broncos of last year with an empty closet and nothing to go for it. We are just out there bobbing around in the sea like a bottle with a cork in it with a hole in it. I love your take, brother. And our next caller, I love the passion, bro. Cheesehead Raider from Wisconsin in the house.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is the Cheesehead Raider calling from Wisconsin, and we just got beat by the nutless, boltless, chargeless Chargers because our head coach is a moron, which we clearly already know. Everyone has seen it for, well, let's see here, a year and four games. Why do you throw the ball with 2 minutes, 34 seconds on the 4-yard line? You need to run the clock, let your defense rest. They've been doing decent, or they were doing decent in the second half. If you score, you're going to score probably giving the Chargers maybe at the minimum 2 minutes. All right, maybe you run it a couple of times. But why do you throw it? Now you're giving them even more time. Your defense does not get a chance to rest. That is complete stupidity. Why, when you're going down, Adams makes a fantastic catch, get us to the fourth. Jacobs is now starting to run like the Jacobs we've seen. And you completely put the ball in the hands of a rookie. And after, oh, I don't know, Khalil Mack's third, fourth sack, why aren't you leaving a tight end, a running back, to help Chip? Because clearly Illuminor can't block my grandmother in a wheelchair, let alone block Khalil Mack. I mean, it is unbelievable how this coach cannot adjust to the flow of the game. How we can sit here and we can put it all on the quarterback, the rookie, and yes, you know, did he hold the ball too long? Of course he did. Yeah, he did. He's a rookie. Imagine that. A rookie would make mistakes. So what does the coach What is his job to do? It is to help him. It is to put the players in a position to succeed. Our coach puts our players in a position to fail. Now, last thing, I've been blowing wind here for a while. To the Raider Nation, this is a rhetorical question. I've seen everybody wants McDougal fired. I do too. But you need to ask yourself this. Who's going to take over? We're going to get the defensive coordinator? I don't know who the assistant coach is. But if it's the defensive coordinator, that's a horrible decision. Bring him in there. God, as much as I hate it, we'd be even worse than what we are now. I think we just unfortunately have to ride this out and Mo Davis withdraw his head from his rear end and fire that entire coaching staff at the end of the season. Mo Davis needs to be an owner and get people who can lead this team, lead men, and teach them the fundamentals and the successful game of football. This is the Cheesehead Raider, Raider Nation. Peace!
Well, I'm sure that all of us, and I know I did, I didn't even say it in the show, but why worry about it? Because we could have run the ball in for a touchdown. Yes, we could have. And we could have run time off the clock, which we should have anyway. But this coach does not want to win, bro. He is showing he wants to lose every single game. He's got to be trying to lose because this is the only way it happens. This is the only way you get the number one pick in the next draft, because this is what you got to lose all the games. So this is what he's doing. And that's why Mark Davis isn't doing anything, because this is the plan. This was always the plan. To lose every game, get a super high draft pick, new quarterback, and then start over from there. Right? Forget Max Crosby. They'll get rid of him. They'll get rid of Davante Adams. They'll get rid of a Renfro and everybody else. Everybody's costing money. They're out. They'll draft a whole new team. That's Mark's plan. I'm here to tell you. He is not smart enough to know what to do, so he's not going to do anything. And as far as an interim coach, it doesn't matter who coaches us. We're going to lose. So Mark Davis's mindset is, let's lose all the way and let McDaniels draft the next star quarterback. That's what his plan is. And that's what I think. But why worry about it then? You've lost your fan base. Oh, that's right. You're in Sin City. You're in the capital of shows. So you don't care. He doesn't care. You know, he wants us to care, but not really, because he doesn't care. Because we are not thinking smartly. And he said that himself. Appreciate the call, brother. And our next caller, Raider Chris from Scranton, PA. An OG on the line. What's up, bro?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is Raider Chris. Grant, PA, I knew I'd be calling today after the game, but I can't even make it to the end of the game to give you guys a call. It's halftime, and we may have a win, but we may be the worst team in football, even over the Bears. There is no game plan whatsoever on either side of the ball. None. And Tillery should be cut immediately. He better not be on the plane going back to Vegas with this team. And let's not talk about another dropped interception by Peters, another dropped interception by Merrick. No challenge flag before halftime on that touchdown that they gave the Chargers. Mad Max, the only one doing anything, and he's hurting. Adams gets hurt. I see he may be coming back. O'Connell, he's shook. Yeah, he's a rookie. I understand all that, but he's shook. I'm glad he's still playing, though, because he's getting some time under his belt. But McDaniels, he don't give two shits about this team, this franchise, this fan base, nothing. No challenge flag, no ring, no passion on his face, nothing. And if it starts with Patrick Graham after this game getting fired, then so be it. It's got to start somewhere. Because this is embarrassing and this is not Raider football. But at the end of the day, it's still going to be Derek Carr's fault somehow, because there's a lot of idiots out there that still want to blame Carr. But, I mean, this is not Raider football, and this is not fun to watch. Raider Greg, I really do appreciate you continuing this bone line, because a lot of people come in and call, and it's therapy, like I told you last time, brother. But like I keep saying, and I'm going to keep saying it, buckle in, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be one bumpy hell of a ride. Raider Nation, I love you. I'm out like that fat girl in dodgeball.
Well, yeah, this is our team. You know, we're not even lovable losers. We're just losers. That's all. We're the bottom of the bottom 5%. So we're the last four or five teams in the 32. And that's consistent, and it's the way it is. And no one seems to really care except the fans. And, you know, number four, our new number four, didn't have a chance because he didn't get coached. Yeah, you know, his press conferences, if you want to listen to him, go ahead. I can't. I can't listen to this guy anymore. The general manager, the defensive coordinator, give me a break. So I'm with Raider Steven Vegas. Just blow it up and have some other coach come in here and start all over and fire this general manager on top of it, because he is a colossal waste of money and time. So there you go. But Mark is smarter than all of us, so you know that. Just remember that, brother. You can always call in, man. You know how it is around here. And our next caller is the Mountain Raider. And he's got a great take. I like it. What's happening, brother?
Raider Randy, Raider Greg, it's the Mountain Raider calling from West Virginia. Just finished watching the end of the Chargers Raiders game where we threw the pick there at the goal line. And, of course, we wouldn't have been in that position if we hadn't had multiple turnovers, ridiculous penalties, so forth and so on. But, you know, that's how we roll these days. I don't want to say anything bad about the quarterback kid that we just started, because, you know, it's really on, as we've said and you've said, you know, multiple times, first the owner, then the coaches. But I will say, on the positive note, despite a lot of sloppiness, a lot of buffoonery, as you would say, a lot of boneheaded plays and poor coaching, poor tackling, poor decision-making, the Raiders did fight to the end, and I give us some credit for that, a little bit of a bright spot that they were still fighting, still struggling to the end. But it's another lost season, which I think we knew before we started with this coaching staff and ownership. The one bright note is, I think by the time it comes around, the tickets and access to the Vikings-Raiders game out there should be pretty cheap. And I'm considering heading out. My sister-in-law, and I've never been to Vegas, and she's a big Vikings fan, and so we're thinking about making a trip if it's reasonable in cost, and it, by that time it probably will be. Anyway, one little bright spot, but unless and until we get a change in ownership, we're not destined to do anything, unfortunately, because bad ownership leads to bad management, leads to bad coaching, and we see the results. So, anyway, with that, I hope you're getting along okay in your rehab and recovery, and I hope Raider Randy's doing well, and the Raider Nation, and we'll talk to you later. Go Raiders.
Okay, so, you know, I blame McDaniels for the loss, but it was the team that almost won. It wasn't the coach. Despite the coach, the team wanted to win. The team really pushed themselves beyond the play calling, beyond the scam, beyond the scheme of whatever he had going on. It was the team that almost came back and won. Because his coaching lost the game. His decision to pass the ball was a losing decision. And I agree with you, man. I hope you go see the Viking game, but I don't think the tickets are going to be any cheaper. I hope so, for your sake. But, yeah, I hope so, because, you know, you might not have as much fun. Your family that's Vikings fans might have a bit more fun, but Vegas is fun. It's a beautiful stadium. It's a shame the team that's in it is so pathetic. Appreciate the call always, my good brother. And our next caller is the Bluegrass Raider. What do you got for us, my Bluegrass brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, Bluegrass Raider, Raider Greg. Okay. I just listened to your most recent podcast at the moment. It's before the Chargeless game. Of all the games that I would think that we would win this year, I would think that would be one of them, but who knows at this point. I really hope we do, but I'm not counting on much with the way that McDougal's is coaching right now. Little quick history lesson that I've been thinking about as I was thinking about what to say on here. Remember back, I'm going to take you back to when we had three consecutive seasons of 4-12. And then we had the first season under Tom Cable with an 8-8 result. And Al Davis, may he rest in peace, fired him. And the reset button was hit. I don't believe that Mark Davis will ever fire McDougal's. I believe that we are stuck with this buffoon. I believe it because Al Davis, after his father's passing, was quoted as saying, "I am not a football guy, but I will hire those that are football guys and I will hold them responsible," end quote. He is releasing himself of any responsibility. He does not do any. He is not a football guy. And like you said, he could care less about the team. He could care less about the fan base. He needs to go. The GM needs to go. And McDaniel sure as hell needs to go. I don't. And like so many people in the Raider Nation have said, they just don't want to watch. Hell, there's people on Twitter that have been fans for as long as I've been alive, for 40 years, 41 years, and they're leaving the team because they just don't have any faith in the team anymore. And I myself have struggled with that as well. And I told my wife, I said, I'm not leaving the team, but man, it's tempting. Because we have, with those three stooges, we've lost our identity. We're no longer feared. We're laughed at. And like you said, we've hit a lot of low points before. A winless season is nothing new to us. But this is just the three stooges, Mark Davis, the GM, and McDougal's need to go. There's been people from other media outlets saying, oh, we need to stop hitting the reset button and all this and that and the other thing. Believe me, I used to be a champion fan. Let's give a coach a chance, not fire him at a moment's notice and build some continuity and give him a chance. But this McDaniels is an idiot. He is not a head coach. He's barely an offensive coordinator. The offensive guru, if you could see my quotations, he is not, and he never has been. I'll be straightforward and honest. Brady, as much as I hate to say this, Tom Brady made his career. He made him look good. He couldn't coach his way out of a brown paper bag. He couldn't coach a Pop Warner flag football team, for crying out loud. The dude is terrible. He needs to go. He tried blaming Derek Carr, and I love how all the Derek Carr haters, Jimmy G is the guy, we're saved. Nope. Not even close. Derek Carr was never the problem. Our lackluster defense, save a couple of players, were the problem. Our defensive coordinator is the problem. Our offensive coordinator is the problem. It's the staff, not the players. As I'm sure you've said many times before. I just can't stand to watch him this year. I can't. I can't even stand to listen to pay, like, what is it, $5 a month to listen to him on the radio this year? I can't do it. I just get, like, scoring updates and that's it. It's not fun anymore for me. And I don't want to leave the team, but it's really shaking my faith because we've lost our identity. We're no longer feared. We're laughed at. Anyways, until next time, this is Bluegrass Raider, and I'm out.
Well, yeah, everything you say is true, and we all feel, you know, all in the same boat. And there are a lot of people jumping out of this boat. Trust me, he doesn't care. The coach doesn't care. Everyone's making their money. And I think that's probably what it's all about, brother. It's not about winning anymore. It's about the money. It's about the NFL. It's about the Super Bowl that's coming to Vegas, where Mark is also going to glean some money for having the stadium. Vegas will come out smelling like a rose, and we will be smelling like, well, like I said earlier, my dog's farts, which are pretty foul. I don't know what we're going to do, but I know this. I won't pay for a game. I won't pay to watch it. I'll listen to it on the radio if I can, but I will not give the NFL a penny until the team is worthy of my money. And so far, it's just not. It's barely worthy of my attention, and that's how I feel. And let me be honest, to do this show is a very hard thing. It's a hard thing for me to do because I honestly don't feel like doing it. But I do it because I know there's guys out there that need to call in here and vent to each other about the reality of being a Raider fan, and I wish Mark Davis would just listen just to the phone calls. That's all. Not to me, but just to you. But he won't because that's just who he is, bro. Love the call. Love the venting. You guys keep doing it because that's the only reason why we're here, brother. We're certainly not here for the football. And our next caller from Farmington, New Mexico, Raider Trevor's in the house. What's up, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. We suck. We lost to the Chargers. We had some dirty plays. As much as they're our rival, I do think I enjoy Justin Herbert. I hate to say it, so he's a good quarterback. And seeing him getting shoved when he's already out of bounds, that's ridiculous. You could see Max Crosby was annoyed by it. And then later on, he gets his hand stepped on. That's just a total accident. But he powered through it and was still the better quarterback. And I think Aiden O'Connell's a good backup. And who knows, maybe he started material someday. But I think it boils down to McDaniels and Davis. I can't wait for the day that Davis is no longer the owner of the team. And hopefully, it's not years and years from now. Hopefully there's something that happens or a scandal or something. Who knows? But I hate to root for that kind of stuff, but I just it's hard to root for these Raiders. And there's a lot of wasted talent in Max Crosby and Devontae and Josh Jacobs and all these guys that they're just going to start having a thirst for a different team. So we'll see who lasts and who wants to be gone. I think Devontae is going to request a trade because he's already made it clear last week that he's got no time to waste. So, anyways, I hope you guys have a blessed week. Hope everything's going well. Hope your rehab's going good on your knees. And, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, you know, it's got to be pretty bad when you hope something happens. There's a scandal and the Raiders have to sell the team. It takes eons for that to happen. And on top of that, owners don't turn on other owners. It's a club. Trust me. They're not going to want to vote Mark out of position. Look how long it took for them to get rid of that Commanders owner. Forever. It's a money game. It's a money pit. And, yeah, well, we're just where we are. Nothing we can do about it except, like I told you, don't buy nothing. Don't spend your money there. Don't buy the NFL ticket. Just keep your money in your pocket till there is change, because that's the only thing that's going to change anything, is holding on to your money and not giving it to Mark Davis. And I appreciate the call, man, and I understand. We all understand how you feel, brother. Every one of us. And our next caller, haven't heard from him in a while, Raider Malik from Tucson. Love this guy. Always love his takes. It's always fresh and crisp and right on the money. What's happening, brother?
Dude. Raider Craig. Raider Randy. This is Raider Malik from Tucson. I had no idea the podcast was back, man. I was listening to the podcast this weekend, the last official one. I basically hadn't listened to the whole thing because I just sort of wanted to just keep it around for the day I really needed it. And I was listening that morning on Sunday, and I realized you guys are still going. I went to the website instinctively, saw the new information, and I'm kind of freaking out. This is freaking amazing. I hope your surgery went well. I hope you've been well. But this is fantastic. I just wanted to call and just say that. I mean, man, no words. Fantastic. I got a place to go to again. So I will be calling again about the game. But just right now, I just wanted to get this in and just say thank you. This is awesome. All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
Well, this is why we do the show. We do the show for the Raider Nation, who actually needs to vent their piece and say their piece, because there's nowhere else to do it. I guess there are other places, Wi-Fi Willie, the used car salesman. There's other podcasts, but I don't think that they have a call-in line. I don't think so. Maybe, but we love doing it because we understand the frustration in the nation. Trust you, me. We do, for sure. We can only hope for change, and yeah, that's all you can hope for, my good brother. Appreciate you calling in, man. I can't wait for your official call with all the critiques because, man, you lay it down, brother. And last but never least, Matty Raider's in the house. What do you got for us, brother?
Hey, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. It's Matty Raider, Albany, New York. So, didn't watch the game this week. I actually got an opportunity to help search for this missing girl about an hour north of me, Charlotte Cena. Thank God we got the news yesterday that she was returned to her family. So, I had much more important things to do during game time, and I'm glad I did so. So with that being said, I looked at the game summary real quick. Saul O'Connell started, you know, and he's getting thrown to the wolves. It is what it is, and it's big stage. I guess Mac feasted on him, but whatever. What sticks out to me is that his head coach threw him under the bus after the game because I saw the score at half, then the final. It looks like they came back. And, you know, looks like the kid made some throws here during the second half and, you know, did what he could do. You know, we got a like I said, a clown for our head coach. So, you know, and like most people who can't lead do, they blame others. So I'm sure he pointed the finger at his rookie quarterback, who's probably doing the best he can. But, you know, same story, different week, man. We got to shit can all these people. So, say a prayer for that girl's family. She's home safe. And just to think about much more important things in the world than our garbage team. But, you know, that's all I got. So God bless you guys. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, that is very important and way more important than football, superiorly more important than the Raiders. And God bless you for going out there and doing it for a lost child, bro. And every one of us, I'm sure, feels the same way, because I feel the soul of the true Raider fan is the kind of guy that would go do just that. So God bless you for doing that, man, because life is way more than football. And just on a side note, I got to throw this out there. It's about Jesus Christ to me, man. And I ain't hiding from it, never going to hide from it. But my Savior, my grace, my salvation, for sure. And prayer is what we need to be doing. And for sure, for things that are important, not this stupid team, because it's really not. It's Mark's billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar toy. And I don't care what happens to him. I don't care whether he makes money or not. I know that I'm not going to give him any of my money, that's for sure. I ain't buying a cup or a coaster or even a sticker for the Raiders until things turn around. And I encourage all y'all to do that. Appreciate for keeping in the context, my good brother, Matty Raider. Well, that will do it for this edition of the Raider Nation podcast. And like I say, I would rather be just talking about how good we're playing and how we're winning and great plays and what the other team was doing when we won and look at the other coach on the sideline and all the stuff I've talked about when we won. That's the problem. We're not going to win. Not going to win with the team. We'll certainly not win with the owner. And it's so hard. It's hard to do this show. But I'll say it one more time, and I mean it. We're only doing it for you guys that call in and you guys who listen that don't want to call in. We're just doing it because I know there's a need for it, especially this season, because it's especially bad. All right, Raider Nation, I am Raider Greg, and I am out.